The reading this morning is taken from John 20, verses 1 to 18, and it can be found on page 123 in the New Testament part of the Bibles in front of you, and hopefully on the screen above me. There's two sections, the resurrection of Jesus, and Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they had laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord.
That it was a pretty action-packed story, both physically and emotionally. And it's one of a great contrasts as well. And I think to really be able to understand the story, we need to get into it ourselves. And it's a story that begins in quite a dark place, literally. It was dark when Mary went to the tomb early in the morning. And it is also placed so spiritually. So we're going to start by engaging in this story. So that first Easter day, there was a sense of total confusion. Okay? And so we're going to, in the next slide, I've given you an impression. Children, we're all joining in. Lissy's baby looks confused, so let's all of us look really confused, okay? Can we go, "Really? What on earth's going on? We're totally, totally confused," okay? Right. Then, after that confusion of Mary going into the tomb, there is an urgency, isn't she? She runs off to go and find Peter, wherever he is, and that young lad called John, who she'd been standing at the cross with earlier on Good Friday. And so they run. So come on, kids, I want you to run to the back. There's an empty tomb there. Run, come on, and let's us run. Okay, immersive scripture than there is practically anywhere else in the Bible. So children, run back. You've seen the empty tomb. Come running back. Great. And then what they did is they went... No, we're not there yet either. There we go. They went in. Peter first. He saw. He looked. And then John, being the younger, out of respect, waited. He then went in. He saw. He entered. Says... he believed. There's a sense of some being sort of blind. So let's put our hands over our eyes looking. We can't see really what's going on. And then John looks as if he can see. Well done, Faye. And then let's open our eyes again. Brilliant. Well done. At least someone's doing it at the beginning here. And then there's disbelief. So we shake our heads. And then there's belief. And we shake our heads. And we're getting really quite exhausted by now. At least I am. And then what do they do again? They run back to their homes. Peter and... oh, well, great. Off they do. I wonder why they ran back to their homes. Let's think about it a bit later on. But Mary, she stood outside the tomb, crying and weeping. And then she bent down, looked into the tomb, and saw two angels who asked her why she was crying. Let's stand with Mary in her grief, okay? Let's pretend to weep. Let's weep. Let's pretend that you're doing really good, kids. Can we just pretend we're crying? Thank you, not only me. And she tells them why she's crying, because they've taken my Lord away. And they don't know, she doesn't know where they're laid. Then Jesus asks her why she is weeping, whom she's looking for. And her eyes are so full of tears, she doesn't recognize her master to start with. Thinks he's the gardener. And not until he speaks her name, Mary, does she recognize for who he is. And now can we imagine the next one? She's clinging on to Jesus. If you're near someone you know and love and it's safe, health and safety, safeguarding, just cling on to them. Cling on to them, okay? Mary's clinging on to Jesus. And there's great joy in her. And then he says, do not cling on to me. I haven't yet gone to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I'm going to my Father, your Father, my God, your God. Then I imagine Mary running again, as she went to tell the disciples. Now I'm exhausted after that. It made me think of Mission Impossible. Yeah, Mission Impossible. But we haven't got Tom Cruise doing the stunts, have we? We've got Jesus himself doing the miracle of all miracles, rising from the dead. Right, take a deep breath. Children can relax. Because though Easter Day is one of great celebration, and so it should be, I want to suggest that on that first day of Easter, it was a day of complete chaos, of confusion, of grief, of weeping, of hopelessness, disappointment, disbelief, belief, blindness, sight, recognition, faith, and even hope. Hope appearing like at the very end as a beam of light broke through that early morning. The transition from darkness, emptiness, disappointment, grief, to immediate joy and hope is hard. I can remember writing in my journal when I was having to imagine myself into the Passion and Easter Day. And I wrote this. I was so keen to move on from Good Friday and Saturday but actually I'm finding it hard to. Moving from grief to joy is certainly a delicate transition. A feeling that Jesus brought me to this place of darkness and desolation and now is expecting me to rejoice in his resurrection. Or is he? Was it my projection? Because it's not my joy and gladness, is it? But it's a share in the joy of the risen Christ himself. And on this Easter day, I want to suggest it's fine to be open to ourselves, be open to others, and to be, more importantly, open to God, exactly how we feel. Because we're all on a journey, as were the disciples, and the disciples that first Easter day had emotions going all over the place. Jesus was going to appear to them a few more times, and I don't think they really understood what that first Easter day meant until later on when they had breakfast with Jesus on the beach and Peter was restored and was given a new task. So I think it's okay to be a little bit confused about what the resurrection means. But I do want to suggest we don't run away back home where we feel safe and leave Jesus out of the equation. Both John and Peter had witnessed the empty tomb. They'd gone in. They'd seen the linen cloths lying there and the cloths that had been around Jesus' head. We're told John believed. But they ran home to a safe place. In fact, I think they ran home into a place of fear, because the next verse, from what we have heard today, says they were all huddled in the top room in fear of the Jews. But Mary, in her grief, stays at the tomb. She's been through grief and desolation, seeing Jesus crucified on the cross. She's there, the empty tomb. She doesn't know where her Lord is, but she stays there in her grief. And then she bends down, doesn't she, as we've seen. She looks in and she sees two angels. I wonder if the angels were there when John and Peter looked in. Maybe they were, but they didn't see them. Or maybe it's just through tears of grief that Mary saw the angels there. And we too are invited into this drama today. We can stand with Mary in her grief, or we can bring someone alongside who we know is weeping at this time, or we can bring places in the world like the Middle East to stand with Mary today. Only last week, a friend of mine said that she's so upset that she's not going out of her home and she's not meeting friends, because if she does, she just weeps. So she's staying inside. And I said to her, it's all right to weep. Jesus wept himself. And we too can tell the angels what has been taken from us, as Mary did. They've taken my Lord, and I do not know where he is. We can say what we feel has been taken away from us. For some, it'll be our homes, our families, our work, our dreams, our hopes, our health, maybe life itself. And we can weep with Mary. And as we stand there, we turn around. And though we might not recognize Jesus immediately, he will speak to us as he did Mary. And he will speak, Elaine, Liz, Simon, Henny. I'm with you. I stand with you. And then he does tell Mary not to cling to him. And that's quite strange, isn't it? But I don't think it's a rebuke. I think it's just a warning that their new relationship is going to look very different from now on. He's not going to be present for that much longer, walking the lanes of Palestine and Judea, talking together, discussing together, eating together. It's going to be a new relationship. I think this is his warning her that it's going to be walking by faith from now on and not walking by sight. And then he says to her, go. Go and tell my brothers that I will soon be ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene is the first apostle to the other apostles. The first to break the news that the tomb was empty. The first to see, to meet and speak with the risen Lord Jesus. Because she remained seeking him in her grief and did not run home. How different it might have been for John and Peter if they'd just waited another 5 minutes with Mary. They too would have seen the risen Lord Jesus. But no, it's Mary. I've seen the Lord and this is what he said. Tom Wright says, nothing like fresh first-hand evidence. If someone in the first century had wanted to invent a story about people seeing Jesus, they would not have dreamed of giving the star position to a woman, let alone Mary Magdalene. And so, however we feel today, we can celebrate that a new day did break through that first Easter day. It started in darkness, but it was the first day of a new week. And through that chaos of that first early morning, that place of disappointment, of hopelessness, of an empty tomb, came a slow recognition of what this might mean. John entered, saw, believed, and yet still didn't get the whole picture. And I think that's fine. Was there just an inkling in John's thinking that a corner had been turned and that the light of the world had defeated death once and for all and that Jesus was alive? That the sunbeam had sliced through the darkness and the hope of the resurrection and a new beginning was a true reality. We can say yes to that truth today. As we celebrate a new day, a new creation, a new life. And secondly, however we feel today, we can celebrate a new relationship with our risen Lord Jesus Christ. He calls us by name, perhaps through our tears of desolation. He reminds us that his Father is our Father, that his God is our God. We are new, one in Christ, brothers and sisters together. And with this new relationship brings a new message. We have a task, as Mary did too, to be messengers of the resurrection, to be messengers of hope. And my goodness, does not this world need that hope today? And we are to go and tell others about the amazing, miraculous Easter story. This is the heart of every Christian story, that the risen Jesus meets us just where we are and calls us out to become messengers announcing to all, I have seen the Lord. Lord Jesus, speak through our tears, call us by name, and give us a new song to sing. That you are risen and alive forevermore. Amen.
we pray.